I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, September 21st, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, sandwiched in between John Stadtmiller and John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller before, John Stadtmiller after. What a place to be. Anyway, happy Friday to you folks. This is going to be Open Line Friday. You can give a call at 800-313-9443 and talk about anything you like. This is going to be something, it's just an open news day. There's a number of things that I'm going to report on. I'm going to talk a little bit later in the hour about Leo Wanta. I told you the other day, made an announcement that I'm going to quit reporting on Leo because it's an ongoing saga that may or may not ever get settled. And the issue I'm going to go into a little bit later. But first, I want to mention, for those of you who were listening to my show the other day, I mentioned yesterday to Wendy Callahan that I had gone down to a Fry's store here in Phoenix the other night, and I bought a six-pack of beer, and I had to sign a form before I walked out. And it had my driver's license number, and they wanted my address and so forth. And it was something new, supposedly, that they had implemented. Well, I was on the phone with my webmaster this morning, who is also my son, by the way. And back there in Indiana, they have Kroger stores. Well, Kroger and Fry's are owned by the same corporation. And my son happened to mention to me that he walked into a Kroger store the other day, and this is in Indianapolis, by the way, and found that they have new cameras going in, folks. So when you go in to pay for your groceries in Kroger, when you swipe your debit card or your credit card, they are fingerprinting you now, and also they have a camera that is taking your picture. And my question is this camera to take your picture, or is this camera a retina scan? And why are they doing this? Well, they're doing it under the guise of protecting you from credit card theft. But really, the reality is, as we all know, it's going into a database. Do you feel the heat being turned up on a daily basis, folks? I sure do. And I'll tell you, I was doing my normal research for my show, you know, perusing different websites for, worthy news to report. And I ran across this article, of which I'm going to read to you. And I made a decision, what was it, back in, about a year ago, I guess, that unless it was an absolute emergency, I wasn't going to fly anymore. Because of the TSA and, you know, making you jump through all the hoops and go through the scanners and things. It's just, it was getting too much. Well, they're ratcheting that up as well. And I'm going to tell you about that after the break. But before I do that, I want to announce again, for those of you who have not already, give Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898. Part of my show today is going to be on the economy. And I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be reading a few articles regarding the economy and the Canadian dollar and how the dollar is dropping and so forth. Give Robbie a call at 800-691-7898. If you haven't already bought gold, you want to buy some now. If you can't afford to buy gold, you want to buy some silver, but you want to get it now because the Federal Reserve is deliberately tanking the dollar, folks. And for those of you who continue to hang on to it or any of your paper, you're going to wish you would have converted it to gold. We'll be back after the break with more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got a lot to cover today.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. But then every day is sunny in Phoenix, Arizona, unlike Round Rock, Texas. At any rate, I just had to get that in there, folks. Listen, a couple other things before I get into this. I wanted to mention to you, I've got a couple of postings that are going up on my website. One is up there right now, and another one I'm going to be posting later, and I'm going to be announcing that. But I wanted to mention, I want you to go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. And then click on interesting links and look at the link that I have posted, courtesy of Rob Balsamo, Pilots for 9/11 Truth. This doesn't have anything to do with pilots, but the caption on it is "Citizens Arrested for Reading the Constitution." And this is what it's coming to, folks. There was evidently a meeting or a forum that had John Lieberman and John McCain were there, and there was a group of protesters out front that were simply peacefully reading the Constitution, and there was a number of arrests made. And you know, when it comes to the point, folks, when we started getting arrested for reading what is supposed to be our Constitution, then you have to start questioning, is free speech under attack? We know the hate crimes legislation is going full bore in the Senate and Congress right now. I had Ted Pike on my show Monday. But at any rate, you start having to ask yourselves, are all of our freedoms gone? Are they gone? And, well, anyway, just go in there and take a look at the video clip. Also, later I'm going to be posting another a picture I'm going to be posting up there, and I'll tell you about that in a little while. But I wanted to mention also, folks, that if you have not yet tuned in, this program is all about, you know, or this entire network, for that matter, is all about waking people up. It's all about sharing information, bringing the truth out to people. And, you know, the economy is tanking. It looks like it's going down the tubes. The dollar is falling. And not only am I recommending that you buy gold, but I'm also recommending to you that you have a listen, if you haven't already, to the show that comes on just before mine with John Stadtmiller. And that show is called Cash Flow. If you have any significant amount of credit card debt, these gentlemen can help you eliminate it. And we are coming forth in a time right now where if we do have credit card debt, if you don't eliminate it, you're not even able to file bankruptcy on it anymore. You used to be able to file it under a Chapter 7. You can no longer do that, folks. You have to file a Chapter 13 and make a repayment arrangement with these people. So if you haven't already listened to that show, I would recommend that you do. Okay, shifting gears here. Pull this article off of Rents.com, and the title of the article is Federal Approval to Travel Within the U.S. Soon. Now, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I made a decision to quit flying on an airplane unless I absolutely have to. And I had to. I had a wedding to go to with my daughter, got married a few months ago, so I had to fly back there. But that's the only time that I've been on an airplane in a year. And I have made a number of trips to different parts of the country, one to Plainfield, New Hampshire, as most of you know. Also, I've been to Texas. I've been to Indiana and back. And I've driven that. I chose not to fly because I didn't want to be scrutinized. So I'm going to read this article to you, and I'm going to ask everybody to think seriously about making the same decision. Because when you stop flying, here's the question I have for you. If you stop flying, if everybody were to stop flying, what would the airlines do? Would they not have to back off these strict regulations? And it looks to me like the government and the airlines are literally in collusion here. Let me read this to you. It's by Blue Patriot Woman. Buried in the September 5th issue of the Federal Register was a notice that Thursday, September 20th, the Transportation Safety Administration, or the TSA, you know, those are those wonderful people who stick the wand up your crotch as you're going through the queue, not the query, John, but the queue in the line, all right, going to your aircraft. The TSA will hold public hearings on their so-called secure flight plan. Come with me into a nightmare world where American citizens will have to obtain permission from the U.S. government before they can travel by air in the U.S. Your government, meaning the Department of Homeland Security, is up to no good. Beginning in February of 2008, and folks, that's only, what, 5 months from now? U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, will implement their Advanced Passenger Information System, APIS, the gist of which is that you will need permission from the United States government to travel on any air or sea vessel that goes to, from, or through the United States. The travel companies will not be able to issue a boarding pass until you are cleared by DHS. This applies to all passengers, U.S. citizens and visitors alike. And how do you get said permission to travel? Well, that's for your government to know and you never to find out. Now, TSA proposes to do for domestic travel what APIS will do for international routes. That's what I said. The new TSA rule would require that you obtain permission to travel within the United States. Here's the summary of their proposed rules, which seem so reasonable, couched as they are in the blandness of governmentees. The Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act, that's IRTPA, requires the Department of Homeland Security to assume from aircraft operators the function of conducting pre-flight comparisons of airline passenger information to federal government watch lists for international and domestic flights. This rule proposes to allow TSA to receive passenger and certain non-traveler information, conduct watch list matching, and transmit boarding pass printing instructions back to aircraft operators. TSA would do so in a consistent and accurate manner while minimizing false matches and protecting privacy information.
Hmm.
I wonder why, if that's why we've got 800,000 people on the no-fly list now, because they would be consistent in an accurate manner while minimizing false matches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, right, and I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. We propose that when the secure flight rule becomes final, aircraft operators would submit passenger information to DHS through a single DHS portal for both the secure flight and APIS programs. This would result in one DHS system responsible for watch list matching for all aviation passengers. Don't you feel great knowing that your government will use economies of scale to protect you? Edward Hasbro states that these rules are more insidious than merely complying to demands for your papers, please. He states, the proposal requires that travelers display their government-issued credentials. Remember that national ID card, folks? Okay, that's coming into effect. Let's see. It requires to display the government-issued credentials not to government agents, but to airline personnel, staff, or contractors whenever the DHS orders the airline to demand them. But since the orders to demand ID of certain passengers will be given to the airline in secret, travelers will have no way to verify whether demands for the ID are actually based on government orders. Think about that. You will not be allowed to verify if the person demanding your papers is actually authorized to do so. In addition, the airlines or other contractors or sub or even sub-subcontractors have the right under the proposed rules to do anything they like with your personal information, including keep copies of your passport as long as they like, use it, publish it, broadcast it, sell it, rent it, or pass it on to whomever they please. They would have no obligation to get your permission for any of this. Aside from the privacy issue, this is the DHS. Their past performance is an indication of future returns, and we can look forward to true travel nightmares beginning February 19th. Mark this down, folks. February 19th, 2008. And you know, if I might, in stopping here, isn't that the date that they had plastered across that new TV I bought? February 19th, 2008, that all of the TV sets are going to going from analog to digital, and your TV set's not going to be working anymore unless you buy a new box, or maybe that's February 19th, 2009. I don't recall. But anyway, it's very curious. All right, well, back to this anyway. Just think about the mess that occurred when CBP demanded that travelers to Canada and Mexico have a passport. Multiply that by orders of magnitude to imagine what travelers will be facing. If you can, please attend the TSA hearings on Thursday at 1000 H Street Northwest. Now, where's that at? It doesn't tell me what state of the union it's in, so I'm just going to eliminate that part. But at any rate, February 19th, 2008, you're not going to be able to get on an airplane unless you get permission from the Grand Puba. And tell me, folks, how does that make you feel? Now, again, I told you I made a decision back in, I think it was October, November of last year that I wasn't going to fly anymore unless I absolutely have to. And I'll tell you what, this puts icing on the cake because as of February of 2008, I won't be flying anymore at all. And think about this. If everybody were to make that decision and do just that, what would they do? Would they not have to back off of this? Because let's face it, the airlines would go broke. Now, I'm not advocating the airlines go broke, but for crying out loud, it's bad enough already. How many of you have been through the airport and had a wand shoved up to your crotch, like CJ, the flight attendant in Missouri that called into my show one day? How many of you have been taken aside and questioned before you've been allowed to get on an aircraft? And you see the gleam in these people's eye, that the element of power that they have by being able to tell you what to do, and you better obey them. Because if you don't, they could arrest you. How does that make you feel? I know how it makes me feel. It makes me feel like not flying at all. And I'll tell you what, since I've not flown at all, I have taken a minimum of 5 trips via car, okay, automobile, across this country. Looks like we got the music coming up. I'll be back after the break with more. You're listening to Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Got a lot more to cover. Thank you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. You can call with any question or comment you like. This is Open Line Friday. It's the first day this week I haven't had a guest. So look forward to hearing from you folks on whatever issue you want to talk about. At any rate, again, I was asking before the break, how does that make you feel? How does it make you feel that you're going to have to bend over and get permission from somebody like Michael Chertoff to fly in an airplane domestically? I mean, that in itself nauseates me to the point that I may have made the decision that after February I am not flying at all, ever. But again, this relates back to these new machines that are going in that my son mentioned to me this morning. You know, he said he read they've got a notice posted up there. And in that notice it says you swipe your credit card, you know, they take your fingerprint and they take a picture of you, and it's for your own protection. But also in that notice it alludes to later on doing that with an ID card. And I would assume that that means your national ID card. Now, does that mean that when they issue the national ID card, you're not going to be able to buy your groceries unless you have a national ID card? And what about for those of you who were listening yesterday, and I had a caller called in that was talking about, you know, the clinics that are going in HEB in Austin. with the yellow-shirted security guards there. And by the way, I've seen those security guards. And, you know, right now they don't wear guns. But you know how they incrementally keep stepping things up where it's not noticeable? You walk into an HEB store or a Fry's or a Kroger or wherever it is, okay, and you see a guy there that says, and he's got a little, you know, cloth badge on his yellow shirt that says security. And you don't think much of it. You think he's there just in case somebody shoplifts a box of Cheerios or something. I don't know. But the next thing, what happens the day you wake up and you go to the grocery store and you see, you know, Bozo sitting there with his yellow shirt on? This time he's got an AR-15. And the clinic's open. And you can't check out your groceries with your national ID card until they vaccinate you 16 times with a cancer virus. This is where it looks like it's going, folks. And this is why I keep harping on you and harping on you and harping on you. Don't leave it up to us. Do your share. Get out there. We need, as John Stadtmiller says, we need more boots on the ground. If you don't want to go out and educate people, invite them to listen to RBN. Let's go to Pete in Florida. Pete, you're on the line with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Herzog, great show. Thought I'd call in because I heard you talk about the APIS system before, about getting approval to travel into or out of the United States. And I just wanted to let you know that you're a little behind the times. It's already in effect.
Domestically, it is in effect.
I was looking into this. I heard about this a couple of years ago, that there was going to be a change in these regs, and I've been following it. And I've got it in the Federal Register, and I'll even cite where it is if people want to look it up. The Federal Register, Volume 71. My computer just went out. Volume 71, number 135, dated 14 July 2006, where regulations came into effect January 14th of 2007. So they've already been in effect since the 14th of January this year, that require approval by the Department of Homeland Security for all passengers, that's all passengers, entering or leaving the country. Passenger manifest must be approved by the DHS after comparison with the FBI Consolidated Terrorism Watch List before the departure of the transport vehicle. So it's just
okay,
like
let
you said,
let me
except
stop
it's already
you. Let me ask you a quick question. Because
sure.
I just took an airplane trip, was it in June? I had to fly back to Indianapolis. So how is it, you know, I didn't experience any of this, and maybe I just missed it. The only thing they did was they asked for my ID, which I showed them. Mm-hmm. But what do they do? Do they put all of this into a computer and then put it through a registry with the government, and then it comes back if there's a red flag on it or something?
Yeah, as I understand it, the APIS system is like an improvement on something that they already have now. I don't know what the name of the system is, but that was mentioned in the register, too. I just didn't think it important when I took these notes.
Uh-huh. Well, according to this, it says buried in the September 5th this month issue of the Federal Register. So,
they're announcing the improvement. That APIS system, it fixes something which is already in effect. It's just not working as well as they want. And they even mentioned
mentioned
it in this previous volume from 2006 that they were going to come up with this system, that they were going to call it the APIS, and that everybody had to go through it. So I'm just trying to say, it's already in effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Pete.
Sure.
Do you use the airlines at all?
I have not had a reason to use the airlines in about 4 or 5 years. And to tell you the truth, the more I read about it, the more I don't like the thought of doing it either. I've done a lot of travel around the country, and I drive.
Well, and that was going to be my next question to you. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about having to bend over and get permission from Michael Chertoff before you can board an airplane?
I think it's preposterous. I think it's un-American. It's like, the right to travel without being approved by a bureaucrat, because I could tell you, this whole thing, you're approved whether or not you're on this terrorism watch list. Who creates this terrorism watch list? Well, it's the FBI. And if you get into that, you find out the FBI is quite open about the fact that the people who get on the list is a secret process, so they can't tell you how they choose that you get on the list. And how is the terrorist screening center that makes this list established? It was only done by presidential orders. President Bush said, create a center, come up with a list, you determine your own methods, and by the way, you can't tell anybody about who it is, and then that person all of a sudden is going to be kept from flying. It's not even a judge. There's no kind of review process. It's preposterous. It's un-American, in my opinion.
All right. I'll tell you what, Pete, hold on for a few minutes, okay? Got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Way, getting up. Pete calling in online. I want to chat with him a little bit more about this. Be right back. Stick with us. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Hooslar of the American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. And I've got Pete on the line. Pete, I wanted to ask you, according to this article, Pete, this says beginning in February of 2008, U.S. Customs and Border Protection will implement their APIS system. And now, I'm assuming that what they're saying is, yes, the APIS system, I believe, is already in effect internationally. But what I'm assuming here is that they're implementing this domestically as of February of 2008. So I'm off base there?
Oh, well, if you get reading closely what I wrote here when I took my notes, this talks about traveling, entering or leaving the country. So we talk about domestic travel. Yeah, that could be one step up. I haven't looked at it, but you could be right about that.
Right, because, yeah, the APIS has been in effect, and I know that they implemented that for international travel. But what this is referring to is that as of February of 2008, that they're implementing this domestically as well, which means we're going to have to get permission to fly domestically. And it, interestingly enough, coincides very closely with that deadline for the national ID card, which I believe was in May of 2008, but then I've heard that they extended that to December of 2008. But it also ties in with these new machines that are going in the grocery stores now. So, I mean, you know, do you feel the heat being poured on us here, Pete?
No, the way you're putting it together there, it's an interesting way of, you know, locking all these little pieces together. But, you know, this isn't the rule of law. This isn't the idea that you're innocent until proven guilty, or You know, you can take your case in front of a court and decide, am I being treated fairly or not? This is just some bureaucrat somewhere, you know, if you want to take it up the chain, but presidential order saying you cannot travel. And as soon as you restrict a person's ability to travel, you've affected everything about his life, his ability to get a livelihood, his personal relations. You've taken away a good deal of his freedom right there.
And, exactly.
And not to have any method. You know, if they did this and there was some sort of a method, they say, well, we have some compelling evidence that this person might be a risk. Well, okay, fine. Bring it in front of a judge. Have some sort of public review of it. Some sort of a system that establishes some sort of fairness, not that some bureaucrat who you can't even question, you can't even go ahead and find out who this person is.
Yeah, but they would say no under the guise of national security.
And I am not making this up. This is written almost verbatim in the Federal Register. I'm sure your version probably has the same lines. I have not read it. I'm just making that clear. But the one that I read from 14 July 2006 makes it very clear it's a secret process and that the FBI does not have to tell you.
Right, and it's selective enforcement, okay? And I think the only remedy to this, correct me, you know, give me your opinion on this, the only remedy to it really is to quit flying. If you quit flying and you put enough heat financially on the airlines, then they would have to back off.
How are you going to get everybody to agree and say, hey, I'm not going to fly? I mean, you know, I heard somebody say that flying is the grease of the economy of the U.S., and they might be right. You know, there are a lot of people who don't care, unfortunately. They don't care. As long as I can get on the plane, you know, I'll just go ahead and, you know, sell my brushes and Peoria.
Okay, I've talked to a number of flight attendants on different airlines who tell me that, you know, there's a very fine line for profit. Matter of fact, there was a Southwest flight attendant that was telling me that Southwest Airlines was the most profitable airline, and there are a number of airlines that are in trouble. So I'm not saying everybody quit flying, but if even 20 or 30% said, okay, that's enough of this, I think it would force them so far into the red that they would have to back off.
You got a point there. Yeah, I think you're right. I think if that happened, sure, they'd all of a sudden have to at least stand up and take notice and say, hey, you know, what's going on here? It's affecting our bottom line.
And I think that's a reasonable figure, not just, you know, for me putting it out there, but also a reasonable figure to be able to educate and awaken enough Americans. And this is what I keep stressing, as you know, being a listener, you know, to the listening audience is, you know, it's not just up to us. Please go out and educate your neighbors. And if nothing else, just invite them to come and listen to RBN. So they can, you know, get up to speed on this and know what's going on. Because look at, you know, right now, and I was about to get into this in a little bit, Pete, that our economy, the dollar is being, it's being tanked by design. And the enormity, the large majority of the American people haven't got a clue that they are about to lose their pension funds because of these international banksters that are deliberately taking this dollar down.
Yeah, the action of the Fed, I think that's setting train a slow motion train wreck for the U.S. economy, and that's a problem. If things happen fast, I mean, like if all of a sudden they dropped it, you know, a 0.5% as they did, and then the next day there was chaos, everybody would understand what's going on. But it doesn't work that way. It takes months, and then all of a sudden they find out a year, 2 years later, holy mackerel, you know, my pay increase was 2%, but my costs have gone up 10%. What's going on here? You know, I can't afford as much as I did before. That's the problem. There's always that lag, and you know, people don't see what's happening to them as it's happening to them, so they don't take action.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, as long as they see the stock market going up and they can continue to drive their SUV or their Mercedes-Benz, they don't care.
Yeah. Hey, about the stock market, you know, when other countries have done sort of like what we're doing, I'm not going to say we're doing Weimar Germany, but, you know, when I read an article talking about Weimar, when they had their big inflation, the stock market went up like crazy. I mean, like, if you invest it from the ground, if you're just looking at it and you say, gee, I invest in the Weimar stock market, I probably did pretty good. The problem is it never kept pace with inflation. So it looks pretty good. You know, it's constantly going up. 1 year goes up 900 points, next year it goes up 9,000, and next year it goes up 90,000. You say it must be doing pretty good. But then when you compare it to the inflation that's eating the currency alive, you find out every year you're losing 10% of your purchasing power.
Mm-hmm. No, great point. Okay, man, got to run. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the input, Pete. Thanks
great
a lot.
Great show.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Nathan in Utah. Nathan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Nathan. Do we have Nathan from Utah going once?
I'm here.
Okay, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. yeah, I was just I just started listening to your show in the past few weeks, and when you talk about an awakening, I think I've been dealing with that. And a lot of things I've heard have kind of made me raise an eyebrow, but this thing about travel and permission to travel and all that really, really tipped me over the edge. So anyway, I just wanted to say it makes me really, really anxious, and I really appreciate your show, and I wish I had a better question formulated, but...
Well, that's okay. You know, I'm just glad you called in and informed us that it's you're a new listener, because that's the whole basis behind this show, is to educate. You know, a lot of my listeners, Nathan, are already awake. As a matter of fact, some of them know more than I do. I'll get stuck on a question once in a while. Somebody will call in and correct me, or they'll share their knowledge with me, and it's great. So I give kudos to those listeners. But I have new listeners coming on all the time, and I know what you're going through with the anxiety. I mean, it's almost like it's almost like dying a death. Because when you wake up, if you come out through the anesthetic of mainstream TV and the lies and the spin that they tell you, and you start to realize what's really going on behind the scenes, it's traumatic. I know in my case, when it happened to me a couple years ago, I was upset. I was suffering from anxieties. I had gut churning stomach aches. I was spending sleepless nights for it was a good month and a half to 2 months. Thank you, John Stadtmiller, for that.
Yeah.
Alex Jones had something to do with it as well, and Jim Fetzer was in there a little bit as well. But so I know what you're going through. But the point is that we need to, it's not just waking up. Once you wake up and once you realize what it is that's really going on, it's not enough to just sit on it. You have to share it. Or you have to at least bring people in to make them aware, because the only thing that's going to save us is education, Nathan.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, because I know when I first kind of started browsing and kind of skipping on the station a little bit, I was just like, these guys are all, extremist psychos and, no credibility, whatever. I fell into the whole thing, and as time has passed, I've, seen more and more, and the credibility has grown, and I've understood more of what's being said, and... Yeah, I'm pretty anxious. I wish I had, some kind of big nest egg I could roll into gold right now. But as it is, I'm stuck living paycheck to paycheck, and it's going to be a rough, pretty rough ride for me. So
put aside a little bit of money and buy some silver. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to appreciate the call, and I appreciate you listening, partner.
All right. Okay? I appreciate everything you've been saying, and I'll keep listening. And I'm going to try to get more people to wake up just a little bit. And thank you again.
Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Don from Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Michael.
Hello, Don. Yes, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What was that four-letter acronym that you gentlemen were talking about two callers ago?
As far as the flying on the airlines?
Yeah, that security system that they purportedly are just getting ready to invoke.
Okay, well, that system, let's see, it's APIS. That's Advanced Passenger Information System.
Okay, that would enjoin the other four major information systems that they're presently using through law enforcement throughout the United States, correct?
I don't know. I would assume so. The only thing I know in accordance with this article, Don, is that this says beginning in February 2008. I know it's already been implemented and they're using it internationally, okay, but now they're implementing beginning in February 2008 domestically as well.
I would bet, can't say for sure, but I would bet that they're already using it through their policing agencies that they have, as well as parole and probation.
Oh, sure. They do that, just like the domestic spying, through the Internet and so forth. They do it for 3 or 4 years, and then all of a sudden they enact it into legislation to make it legal, then they announce it. That's probably the same thing they've done here, so that's no surprise. I'm sorry?
In essence, that just confirms the fact that we are all, under military martial law rules, considered enemies of the state, and we're being treated accordingly as far as crowd control, policing actions, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, and I just announced at the beginning of the show, if you heard, talking about the police state, there was a demonstration in Washington where Lieberman and McCain were there, and they're arresting people for simply reading the Constitution very peacefully. I mean, and all the police are standing around, the journalists, the media was asking the police questions, and they just stand there stone-cold silent and won't say a word.
Well,
these are the same people that are...
That's
I'm sorry?
Until someone else reacts, and then they can use their new taser policy on them.
Oh, yeah, and they're taser-happy, aren't they?
Right.
I mean,
well,
that's a whole other issue. Yeah.
And that kind of coincides with something. I don't know if it's an excellent segue or not, but earlier another host was talking about the that old document, the what's that thing called about the Elders of Zion?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Anyway, it was an old document that was promulgated back at the turn of the last century, and it was it had a thing to do with the, quote, Zionist movement afoot and how they had control of everything, and they would manifest control of everything at a certain predictable date, and then they could do whatever they wanted, and anybody that disagreed with them would be subjoined under their, quote-unquote, policy. So, you know, that may have something to do with it. What I wanted to bring to your attention was, in my ongoing investigation with the Veterans Administration, I have come up with this new term that they apply to all veterans that are using veteran services, and that is that they are marketable. That's to say they have a market value. They are a marketable commodity. And I found that in an administrative paper. I have to go dig it because I was going through everything very rapidly, and I was bookmarking everything, so I have to go back and pull it up. But when I find it, I'll go ahead and make a copy and send to you. This was a 2003 Inspector General report that went along with the Northwestern Veterans Administration reviews that they do. They do on-site facility, or as they say, campus inspections. And this was a term that I've never seen used before, but they referred to what used to be clients, they're now marketable assets.
Marketable assets, sort of like human resources, huh?
Exactly. That goes all the way back to Bill Clinton's infamous executive order, where he assigned everybody that was underneath the federal government, one way or the other, the Social Security number anyway, as being human chattel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
at any rate,
all the more reason. Hey, it's time to wake people up. Get out there, meet your friends, neighbors, and relatives. Invite them to come on the show, or not come on the show, but listen to the show. Some of them could come on.
I do the best I can, but these people here are like those cops you referred to. They put that look on their face, and it's like, oh, you're a conspirator. And I think, you talk about being antiquated.
Well, that's why I mentioned, you know, many times is the best thing to do is to just buy some videos, burn copies, pass them out, and ask for their opinion of it. Just make sure they watch it. Freedom to Fascism, some of these videos that John Hankey sells online. Burn 100 copies of them, pass them out, and just ask for their opinion politely because you think they're so intelligent. You've got to get through to them. Go ahead.
I haven't done 100. I've done 10, and I passed them out. And of the 10 people that I passed them out to, 9 of them won't talk to me anymore.
Probably scared him to death. Well, listen, appreciate
right,
the call,
go.
Man. I got to run. I got other calls online. So, all right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George, I'm with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, George.
How you doing? You know,
it's Michael,
you talk about like the no-fly list. I remember about 2 years ago, I got a firearm. I did it to apply private sale. It's still legal, but I went to a gun shop, and I went through my 3-day background check, whatever. And you know what? Deprived me of owning a firearm.
And it's been
law, even though they have something in the Senate right now. It's because back in basic training, my girlfriend dumped me when I was in the Army, and I went to a so-called counselor. Well, now they put it down as like having a psychiatric condition, like I'm going to go buy a gun and go shoot my ex-girlfriend or something. So he said, oh, you can't own a gun. Yet there was no judge, there was no jury. It was just a bureaucrat.
Well, it's any excuse that they can look for to take our guns. And, you know, I look at the Katrina when they were heisting the guns from the upper middle class people at Katrina. Any excuse they can look for to grab your gun. And they've done it to me. You know, I'm not a felon, but I had an incident, I don't know, a couple of years ago where my wife, as naive as she was at the time, called the police over. We got into an argument about something. And the first thing that they asked is, are there any guns in the house? And she says, yes, my husband has a gun. So they confiscated the gun. They held it for 6 months. 6 months later, I had to come down and sign a form to get my gun back. So it's any excuse they can use. Go ahead.
And you know, the thing is like seeing about that city councilman up in Roseland. You know,
right.
The thing is, These cops, but you know the thing is, yeah, have you ever heard of whatever happened in Athens, Tennessee in 1946?
Familiarize me.
All right. If you look in as a little handbook, Aaron Zeltman for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Preservation knows it pretty well. Well, back in 1946, when the World War II veterans were returning, the town became so corrupt that there was no fair elections, there was no nothing, that the elites in the town were trying to take over the election, trying to keep the corrupt machine in place, and yet the World War II veterans in Athens, Tennessee, picked up arms and went down to the town square, and they changed their mind real quick. And the same thing with these police, you know, it's going to come down to where people are going to take up their arms and tell the cops, back off or else.
That could happen. You know, they've militarized the police and they've tripled the funding for the ATF or the BATF, and they've got a heck of a lot more police on the street. And I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but I have. You know, you get pulled over by a cop anymore, especially in Round Rock, Texas. There's six of them on you within 3 minutes. All right, got to take a break. Thanks for the call, George. I appreciate it. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to get into Leo Wanta a little bit, folks, so stick with me. Got more.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. As a lot of you know, you were listening to my show the other day. I had mentioned, I think Tuesday when I had Tim Wingate on, that I was no longer going to report on Wantagate. And the reason is not because this story isn't true. It's simply because it's an ongoing thing. And I thought this through, and I thought, you know, let me just simply ask you a question. Have you ever had to sue somebody? You know, maybe you've lent somebody money or you've made an agreement with these people and they didn't follow through with it. So you ultimately had to wind up suing the people. And there's a reason why people sue. I mean, they sue because they've felt they've been wronged, or they sue for retribution. Some people sue for revenge. Some people, you know, I've had my share of small claims court adventures over my business career, more times than I want to count, really. But the thing is that I've seen people go in and sue for as little as $100, and they do it over principle. And so where do they go to get their remedy? They go to court to get their remedy. So I wanted to take a few minutes and spend on Leo Wanta, because as a lot of you know, being certified in private investigation, before I ever made the decision, and by the way, I pondered this for quite some time to even start reporting on Leo Wanta. I went down the rabbit hole on it in an investigatory capacity to make sure that what I was reporting wasn't false. And in all the investigation I did, I could find nothing that would refute anything that I found. What I did find was an overabundance of evidence that, yes, indeed, this man does exist. Yes, indeed, this man was wronged. And he, like James Traficant, former congressman, he was set up. He did spend time in prison in Wisconsin. I do have copies of documents in the Wanta case. I have copies of court filings. I have had professional people go into PACER, which is a legal website that you can go into, and you can verify any of the legal documents that have been filed in respect to this case. I have done that. I have seen the documents are there. There is a writ of mandamus that has been filed in the state of West Virginia. I have copies of bank transfers that were made, that Leo Wanta made. But what else is interesting, and I wanted to bring this up, because I know there are people out there that are saying that, well, I don't take too much stock in that, and that's okay, folks, because, frankly, this is a very involved, very complex case, and just in order to bring new listeners up to speed on it, I would have to say, you know what, just go in and Google Leo Wanta. You can read reams of information and reporting from several different people, Christopher Story, even the late Sherman Skolnick, and so forth, many people. There's people that have written books about Leo Wanta. But one thing that you have to bear in mind, and the reason I bring up the lawsuit is because if this weren't true, let's say, for example, that this was a hoax. You have to follow the money. And the thing is that Leo Wanta didn't put this story out because he's on the seminar circuit, you know, making $10,000 an hour. He's not on the circuit at all. Leo Wanta didn't bring this story out because he wrote a book and he wants to sell his book. He's written no book at all. So when you follow the money in the Leo Wanta case, there's no money to follow. And that's what makes me look at this going to court over principle, because he was wronged, set up, put in prison. We'll be back. I'll have a little bit more of this at the top of the hour. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up. I'm going to get into that in a little economic news. So, and the call lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Be back in 2 minutes.